I wanted to be pissed at someone. I just didn't know who. Chris sounded pissed at his parents. Creed's mother was a retired naval officer who used to fly jets before she made a drill school for her own kids as a stay-at-home mom. Mr. Creed taught archaeology out at Stockton State College and had inherited a lot of money from his mom or something. They lived in a big house, like two cul-de-sacs over, had a big car and a van, and they had bought Chris a great 23-gig Pentium with surround sound. I guessed a great computer system like that couldn't replace friends. I kind of wanted to blame the parents. They had to be part of this creating a weirdo process. But I also wondered why none of us ever picked up that Creed was so down on himself. Whatever it was that he admired me for, I figured I could have helped him. I would have, if he had just let us know he was thinking of offing himself. That made me pissed at him. Dudes, he mentioned our names. I looked at Alex, who was nudging Ryan to stifle it and show some respect. Calm down, Tori. Alex had quit laughing, but he gave me the timeout sign. We're not the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? The guy is making a mountain out of a molehill. We have a normal life, and the only thing we have that he didn't is friends. I wanted to say that was a big deal in his mind, obviously. We could have been more chill toward the guy. Ryan started chuckling again. I got this feeling in my gut that most people would miss the fact that Chris felt he had reason to do this. Even his own fool parents weren't being understanding toward the guy. If they really wanted to understand their kid, they would not have been standing in front of a church full of people going, "Doi, we're here to tell you that Chris was grounded in reality." Ryan went on happily. The operative question to me is, what did the guy do? I just want to know, is he alive or is he dead? If he's alive, how did that little prick find the nerve to leave home? And if he's dead, where's the body? I said something like, "Bite me," under my breath, but not loud enough for them to hear.
This ends Disc 1.